Thank you and good afternoon. Controlled traffic was in effect on Henderson Street this afternoon in the aftermath of a two-vehicle collision in the area. The crash involved a white Toyota pickup truck and a blue Dodge Caravan near the intersection of Henderson and Union Street. The collision resulted in the blue Caravan ramming through the front yard fencing of a residence, and it came to rest on its left side. The female driver of the Caravan was treated for minor injuries at the scene, and the details surrounding the events that led to the crash remain unknown at this time. The California Highway Patrol Office in Crescent City are investigating a fatal single-vehicle crash that occurred on Thanksgiving. Thursday night, the driver, 78-year-old Ted Brown, was headed northbound on Highway 101 south of Tamarack Drive with 69-year-old Barbara Brown when he lost control of his vehicle and it traveled off of the roadway. The vehicle rolled over several times, causing major injuries and a punctured lung to Ted Brown, while Barbara suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the hospital. At this time, drugs and alcohol have been ruled out as factors in the collision. A traffic stop conducted by a Humboldt deputy resulted in four arrests over the weekend. Friday morning, a sheriff's deputy on patrol near Bear River Casino located a stolen Mercedes-Benz driven by 46-year-old Phillipsville resident Donna Yax. Yax was questioned about the vehicle and claimed she purchased it for $400 from 33-year-old James Adams. Drug paraphernalia was located inside of Yax's purse during the traffic stop, and along with two passengers, all three were booked into county jail on various drug and vehicle theft charges. The sheriff's office then listed Adams as a person of interest. Saturday night, deputies contacted Adams while he was riding his bicycle in the 3900 block of Cedar Street in Eureka, and he was booked into county jail on vehicle theft charges as well. A single-vehicle crash on State Route 299 near the Trinity River Saturday morning claimed the life of the driver as well as a female passenger. The driver was headed westbound on State Route 299 when, for reasons that are still under investigation, allowed his car to veer onto the north shoulder of the road. In an attempt to correct the vehicle's path, the driver lost control, traveling across both lanes of the 299 and rolling down an embankment. The vehicle was found by law enforcement personnel submerged in 5 feet of water at the Trinity River, and it was determined that the driver as well as the passenger succumbed to head injuries at the scene. The identification of both victims remain withheld at this time. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office and assisting agency spent the weekend searching for a missing man who was last seen diving for abalone near the Point Arena Lighthouse. 58-year-old Eric Stein and his friend were diving in the ocean near the lighthouse Saturday afternoon, when hours passed by and Stein was nowhere to be found. Mendocino Sheriff's deputies, along with the United States Coast Guard, as well as State Fish and Wildlife, assisted in the search. The search ended Sunday morning when Stein was found floating in the surf about a quarter mile north of the lighthouse at Manchester State Beach, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. An autopsy on the body of Stein has been scheduled. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata police officers and the county bomb squad were at the corner of 11th and I Street Saturday night after officers located a grenade in the area. Arcata officers were the first to respond to the scene, and residents and businesses near the area were evacuated. The county bomb squad was then called in to use a bomb bot. However, attempts to detonate the grenade were unsuccessful. A sheriff's deputy then got into a bomb suit and was able to detonate the grenade remotely. Shortly after, nearby roads were reopened and no injuries were reported in the incident. The Fortuna Police Department will be increasing bicycle safety enforcement operations over the next 2 weeks. This comes in an effort to limit the causing factors that lead to bicycle versus vehicle collisions, and the police department has mapped out locations of previous crashes. Additional patrol units will be out on roadways to enforce basic laws to riders as well as drivers. Funding for the special enforcement was provided through grant funding from the California Office of Traffic Safety. Before the Global Climate Summit in Paris began today, students and community members gathered at Humboldt State University Sunday morning to participate in the Global Climate Change March. Numerous climate marches were held globally over the weekend as local residents walked all the way from campus to the Arcata Plaza as they urged world leaders to come to an agreement. 57 jurisdictions from 19 countries have already pledged to a memorandum to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 80% below 1990 levels by the 2030 year. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.